Hello and welcome to the second episode of Azure Rovers with Luciana Villa. I'm Luciana and today we're going to talk about finding the inspiration, about taking initiative to do something for yourself and for others. So to start off, I believe that we should talk about what it is to be human. I believe that we're all living in a world that lives in constant change. Everything we do, everything we experience affects the way we think, affects the way we look, affects the way we act with each other. We're literally formed by our surroundings. We are how we live. So taking this into consideration, if we put the things that we have to decide, if we put that everything in life as a decision, then to some extent, we can control our lives. I've been thinking lately that of course we believe that destiny changes our course in life, and that we should accept fate and that things happen for a reason. And I do believe that, but in another perspective, I think that everything that happens is because of something, yes, but how it affects yourself and how it affects the way you think about yourself, the way you think about the others, that is the things that form us. It's not the experience itself, but how it affects ourselves. So when you want to make something for your life, when you want to make something new, like travel, or I don't know, start a project, go talk to someone new, when you want to take that initiative, when you want to take that decision, then that is the biggest struggle as a human. And of course, as teenagers, we're just discovering what we are in life and where do we want to go. So everything is so uncertain that even the smallest decision is life-changing. And yes, it is. But we should take it as a fact instead of a condition. We are constantly making decisions and choosing things for ourselves and for our lives. And we often believe that our decisions are the biggest thing in our lives and that are going to completely change how we think about ourselves and how others think about you and everything. And to some extent, that is true. But in another way, we take so many decisions in our lives that we can't stop and think about one decision because it is going to change our lives. Because that time is also a decision. As an American philosopher and psychologist, William James said, when you have to make a choice and don't make it, that itself is a choice. And I completely agree. Our life is constant change. As I first mentioned, life is never steady. And when we make the choice to just stop, to just don't make any choices, then that is also a choice. So if we think about this, then we're always making choices. And why, if you're making a choice, then why wouldn't you do it? Like, why won't you take the risky choice? Why won't you take the one that makes you the most excited? So for this, in relation to my journey, to my travels, starting to plan a volunteer in a summer travel, like a solo traveler, then this was actually a really big choice. And not the choice to make it, because you always have plans in your minds and you always think that you're going to do something and you always talk about how you're going to start something. But to actually start it, then that is the most difficult thing. And to keep on doing it, then that is like extremely difficult. So for me, taking the decision of doing a volunteer, like to volunteer abroad in the summer, then that wasn't that big of a deal. But actually starting to do it, then that was big. That was a big step for myself. So first of all, I believe that the biggest thing that helped me is to just set an objective and a purpose for yourself. Of course, volunteering is for someone else, but at the same time, I believe that when you volunteer, you're growing your inner self too. And I believe that when I planned this trip, I was thinking, okay, what do I want to do for someone else? But at the same time, what do I want to achieve for myself? Am I in this like infinite loop that every day seems like the same? Because I believe that we've all been there and that our lives seem like they're the same every day. We just wake up, I don't know, wash your face, go to school, study, then come back, exercise, do homework, sleep, and it's the same thing every single day. And we don't feel this excitement in our lives. Then if we have this intrusive thoughts, impulsive thoughts that make us want to act in a different way, in a more exciting way, and we take those decisions and we act on those impulsive and intrusive thoughts, then we bring excitement to our lives. And I think this is a main thing into taking initiative. Just actually making the conscious choice that even if you don't do it, then you're not stopping time and you're not just forgetting about it. You're gonna still constantly think about that plan, but since you're not doing that, then it's going to affect your mind. For me, when I think of something that I want to do, but I don't actually start it, then it comes overwhelming. It becomes like this permanent thought in my mind that I plan to do something, but I never actually start it. And that that suddenly affects my mental health, how I think about myself, and how I perceive the world. And right now, as I took the choice to start to do this, it was definitely one of the biggest challenges of my life, because it is not about taking a decision, but like actually acting upon it. But besides the work, it was, I believe, one of the best decisions I've made, because it has brought many things, many plans, many things to do to my life that makes it much more exciting. And that is something that I want to bring to all of you. That in life, taking a decision is the most difficult thing to do. But at the same time, it is necessary. It is something that we need to do in order to keep on living. And if we have two decisions, if we have two choices to make, one is to do something new for yourself, to do something exciting, something that helps yourself grow. And the other one is just to keep on thinking about doing it, but not starting it. Then if you put that into comparison, then there's no way to compare. There's no way to think that just stopping your choices and stopping the exciting things from yourself is a good thing to do. So with this, I would like to just conclude and to take choices for yourself. Just make the decision to do something a little more risky, even if it comes with a little more work, even if it comes a little more challenging, it's gonna be worth it. It's gonna be worth your while. Because even if you don't succeed, if you don't get the things that you wanted, you're gonna learn. But in the other choice, if you just decide to stop your plans and to not do anything with your lives, to not plan some exciting things for yourself, then you won't learn. You won't get those new experiences that form who you are. Now, taking all this into consideration, then we just take choices for our lives, to make something new, to make something inspiring, to grow. Thank you very much. See you in the next episode.